Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Build, Grow, and Enjoy. We've got a great guest with us this week here on BGE Radio. Angie Jansen joins us. And talking about bringing your business to Facebook. And also talking about social media and all sorts of multi-marketing ideas. Angie, welcome to the broadcast. How are you?
Thank you. Thank you. Good morning. I'm doing very well.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your background. How did you get interested in the world of social media?
Well, I've been in marketing for several years now, and marketing for a variety of different businesses. But over the course of the last couple of years, 2 or 3 years, I really started honing in on mobile. And once I was involved with mobile, created mobile apps and were Apple developers, then the next logical step was to just expand that section of the business into online marketing, because social media is just absolutely a phenomenal way for a business to grow for not a whole lot of money. And it's what we found with our customers as we're aging or, you know, going through this shift in population, where the folks that are taking the newspaper, that's kind of going away. The yellow pages, that type of print media, is being replaced by people searching for businesses on Google and people getting information through social media. And anyone who has kids know that, you know, everyone is on their phone and their mobile devices right now to do all kinds of searches for a variety of businesses, as well as just connecting with people through various channels of social media.
We've got Angie Jansen joining us today. KansasMobileSolutions.com is the website. Recently, she did a seminar on Facebook for businesses in Salina, Kansas. And we wanted to have her on today talking about bringing your business to Facebook and all the other social media sites. Talk to me a little bit about what you do with your clients.
Well, we usually look at where the best place is for them to start. I would advise every business in today's market that's serious about growing their business absolutely to have a website. And that is just a must. And once you have that website created, then you can explore all these other social media channels, with the goal being, of course, to drive people back to your website and catch them at a time when they're ready to buy. So when people go online and search for any kind of business, let's just say a dentist, for instance, they're ready to find a dentist. They're ready to hire a dentist. And so they're going to go look online. If you have a prominent website presence, they'll go check out your website, and hopefully you will be able to capture that lead and gain that business. Now, social media channels all feed back into your website. So Facebook, especially, the number one website in the world, is the best place to start in terms of social media channels. That's why we opted to start our workshops with Facebook.
We've got a great guest with us today here on the line. She joins us, Angie Jansen, Kansas Marketing Solutions. Why should businesses invest in social media right now?
That's an excellent question. About four main factors that we like to share with the businesses that we work with. The first one being, you have a great opportunity to gain people's attention. We know that, about 15% of mobile users right now, or 15% of their time, rather, spent on their mobile device is on social networking sites. Folks just using a PC at home or at work, about 27% of that time is spent on social media. So a lot of people are out there engaging. Second great reason to get involved right now is to generate leads at a relatively inexpensive price. We know that social media produces about double the leads of trade shows, which can be extremely expensive, telemarketing, direct mail, pay-per-click, and the conversion rates in terms of what goes into what ends up being a sale is about 13% higher than those other forms. A third great benefit right now is just to increase sales. People are much more apt right now to engage in social media to look at reviews and we call it peer influence. They want to know what their peers are saying about the business before they shop there. And lastly, it's just a great way to get to know your customers. Our statistics show that about 69% of marketers use social media for marketing intelligence, and about 60% of consumers will follow or give feedback to the brands that they're using on social media, good or bad. They're going to go review it. So this is a great time to jump in and get involved, and it's a great way to do it, you know, really pretty inexpensively.
We've got a great guest with us today here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy Radio. Angela Jansen from Kansas Marketing Solutions is with us today. How should businesses use social media?
That's a good question. The number one thing that you want to do is to capture and drive traffic to your website. So you want to be getting the names and the email addresses and the phone numbers, if possible, of those customers that are engaging with you, drive them to your website. The second thing is you really want to focus on establishing yourself as an expert in your field. And social media is a great way to do that because you can go on and not just talk about promoting your own business, but you can go on to social media and really answer the questions that people want to know and about your industry. You know, if you're a plumber, it's a great opportunity to go onto your social media channels and post a video about how to unclog your sink, just something that would be useful to people. Another way that you could use it right now, this just massively improves your SEO, and SEO stands for Search Engine Optimization and Web Presence. So in essence, what you're doing by engaging on these various social media channels, you're creating more links back to your website, and that's part of what helps promote SEO for your website. And then, of course, you are really building some ongoing relationships with your readers, with your prospects, with your customers. And most businesses, there might be a few exceptions, but most businesses bank on repeat business. So this is a wonderful way to establish relationships with those folks.
We've got a great guest with us this week here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy Radio. If you want to get more information on us, it's buildgrowandenjoy.com. What steps need to be completed before beginning a social media campaign?
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, you want to know what your objective is. So have a clear idea of what your goal is for engaging in social media. So if your number one objective is to capture and drive traffic back to your website, you need to have a vision about that. You need to know what you're trying to do. Second thing would be to hone in on your target audience and get to know them. So know the customers that are buying from you now or the customers that you would like to have buy from you. You want to know their sex, their hobbies, their age, where they live, where they work. The more kinds of information you can put together, the better and more targeted you can market to them. Another thing to do would be to figure out what your key topics are that you want to discuss or engage in with your potential customers. And so you want to build that content around whatever those key topics are going to be. And you want to have a plan. So you want to create a plan. We just use something as simple as calendars, and so that you're not being very repetitive with what you're posting, for instance, on Facebook or the other channels. You want to be able to promote a variety of things, but you also want to be able to engage and then supply them with information that's important to them that is not just promoting your particular business.
Build, Grow, and Enjoy Radio this week. We're talking with a great guest, Angela Jansen from Kansas Marketing Solutions. What are the best social media channels to be utilizing for businesses?
You know, right now, Facebook is far and away number one. You want to start with Facebook. Twitter is also very popular and is a great way to engage and get the word out there. YouTube, huge. YouTube, as we know, is owned by Google. YouTube is the number two search engine in the world behind Google. And because Google owns YouTube, they really do show some preferential treatment to in their algorithms as to whether or not those customers get first page billing. LinkedIn is another very just up and coming. It used to be, I just want to throw this out there, it used to be that people just used LinkedIn to find a job or promote themselves. It's totally turned around. So LinkedIn can kind of be looked at like the Facebook for business people. And then lastly, Google Plus is also another one that's super big right now. And really, if you're going to have a YouTube channel, you have to have that Google Plus account. They're really going side by side. So Google Plus is Google's response to Facebook. It's kind of the equivalent. Another two things that are worth mentioning would be Instagram is becoming vastly popular, and so is Pinterest. Super, super popular.
We've got a great guest with us today here on the line. It is a tremendous, tremendous topic, and Angela Jansen joins us today. Kansas Marketing Solutions is her website. What is Facebook exactly for the layman, and who's using it currently?
Well, that's a good question. Facebook is a social media channel. It's used currently, they say it has 1 billion users and about 618 million active users. It's a way that people can communicate and engage online. Now, the reason that it's so important for businesses to tap into Facebook right now is because it is the world's most popular free online social networking site. And some statistics that I thought were pretty staggering were that 1 out of every 7 minutes people are spending online is on Facebook, and 1 of 5 page views in the United States of any internet channel is also on Facebook. So that's pretty impressive.
Now, Facebook seems to be the more popular of the of the social media sites. Why does it matter that Facebook is one of your targets to go after?
Well, because it's so popular, it's a great way to, you just have a captive audience there, and it's a great way to start connecting with those people. Now, what really works in terms of engaging with those folks that are, we know that they're already on Facebook, and now it's people of all ages. It's not just college students as it was originally designed for. But what works is, in terms of being able to connect with those people, are posting really relevant, high-quality content, not just fluffy stuff on your Facebook page. The other thing is you don't want to be just self-promoting. So keep your self-promotion to about 10% of the posts that you're putting on there. You want to be engaging with those fans, asking them questions, and definitely supply a call to action. So a call to action is just kind of a fancy way of telling someone to call you for such and such service, or in some way prompting them to respond so that they'll be getting a hold of you. You have a great opportunity with Facebook ads. I've never seen a media that had so much bang for its buck in terms of Facebook ads, in terms of online marketing. We had a church actually that we set up a campaign for last November, and we ran it for 1 month. It was an Advent video promoting the attendance to the church or invitation to the church. We spent about $330, and we were able to reach about 700,000 people through Facebook. So just huge. And that was going through a targeted audience that we were trying to reach. Another great way of engaging with customers that's very effective on Facebook are posting photos of what's going on in your business, different events. This is a great chance to show them what a fun place your business is, what a productive place your business is, whatever message it is that you are trying to get out. That's the time to do it. Now, the things that don't work, you definitely don't want to be tooting your own horn 100% of the time. And, of course, just keeping it ethical, you don't want to be buying fans for your page, and that is available out there. Those are some tactics that we don't use in our business, but it's out there. Another thing is you don't really want to be sharing your business information on your personal pages and vice versa. So business pages need to stay business, and then, of course, your personal pages can stay personal.
It is Build, Grow, and Enjoy this week here on Blog Talk Radio, also BGE Radio out of Atlanta, Georgia. And talking about Facebook, what works with Facebook and what doesn't work with Facebook?
Some of the things we were talking about in terms of posting great content,
yep.
Don't promote yourself all the time. Really get engaging with your customers. Just ask them some questions, and they'll be happy to give you feedback. Definitely you want to experiment with some ads. Put lots of photos up there. You want to keep it business. You can have fun with it, but still keep a nice professional business tone. And an opportunity, great opportunities you have with Facebook would be increasing your sales, increasing product sales with ads, because it's just a great place to do a display ad. And those are little tips and tricks that we teach when we have our classes. For instance, when you're putting together a Facebook ad, what you want to pay attention to what their rules are, what their guidelines are. And one of those would be when you're designing an ad that you're going to be having posted on Facebook, promoted it with money backed behind it, it can only have 20% text. So they want a lot of visual stimulation with the ads that go out there. There's also a tremendous opportunity to build your list. And when I say build your list, I mean build those Facebook followers through friends of friends. It just, the word spreads like wildfire if you have a great offer. Fantastic opportunity to establish yourself as an expert, again, in the field by posting things that are really relevant to just information that's really relevant to the public, and a wonderful way to connect with customers through comments and messages. And I really can't be firm enough about this. You know, when you have, if you have an experience where a customer goes on your page and leaves a comment that's not quite so favorable, you do not want to delete that. You want to address it because people are watching to see how you're going to respond. It's no different than if you owned a restaurant and you had someone that was unhappy, you would go right over there and make sure that that customer got taken care of and that customer got their situation got fixed. It's the same way on Facebook. So by the time you see it as a business owner, everyone else is, a lot of other people have seen it already. So you definitely do not want to run away from trouble. And you want to also encourage those folks to leave positive reviews. So when they do go on and say something nice about your business, go on there and thank them for their business. Thank them for their positive feedback. People like to see that.
Build, Grow, and Enjoy this week has a tremendous guest with us. We've got a she knows a heck of a lot about social media and marketing in general. Angela Jansen joins us from Kansas Marketing Solutions. And keeping with the Facebook theme, it seems to me that a lot of people are using Facebook, and a lot of people seem to be doing a lot of their marketing and the promotion on Facebook. Is that a good idea to just stick strictly with Facebook?
Well, if you have the manpower in your office and you have someone dedicated to marketing, it would be wonderful for them to expand and grow beyond Facebook. Sometimes what we find with the clients that we serve, they know what they know how to do, and we know what we know how to do, and they don't really want to learn everything there is to know about social media. So those are the clients that we typically help. But if you have someone who is confident in their abilities to manage your social media, Facebook is a great place to start, and then you can expand and go on to adding those extra channels. Just a little checklist that's a great place to start for someone in your office with starting with Facebook, and then actually you'll branch out onto other channels. But an easy way to start that is to put together a checklist, and I'll give you a few ideas here. One thing would be each week add about 3 to 5 posts that add value. What I mean by that is contributing something of importance to the world, of importance to your customers. So maybe it's a video, as I mentioned before, about how to unclog your sink. Maybe it's something, a video that tells people how to spot termites in their home. It could be just any variety of things. So post something that's of value, and it also doesn't have to be a video. It could be an article or something along that order. Another item on your checklist would be no more than 1 self-promotion a week. So don't be overly bragging on your business. It's fine to say what kinds of things you're running, but people aren't looking for you to be just bragging on yourself as a business. A third checklist for your office personnel would be to absolutely respond to comments. You want to respond to those comments as promptly as possible. Don't ever let anything go beyond 24 hours at the very outermost. You want to ideally be responding, within a couple of hours to everyone that posts something for you. You also want to like and comment on the pages of colleagues and your friends. It's a great way to create some great B2B or business-to-business relationships by supporting those folks that you do business with. So, gosh, go on to your hairdresser's site and post some things. Go on to your doctor's site and post some positive remarks. And then lastly, really get in there and study how to run Facebook ads. I'm telling you, they are tremendous in building your Facebook fan page. The rule of thumb, and this is, I'm using this loosely, but we found this to be relatively true. The rule of thumb is you can plan on spending about $1 a like when you're out soliciting likes for any given campaign. So if you're going to spend a couple $100, you can typically expect to generate about 200 new likes as a result of the ads that you're placing out there. Now, once you have Facebook down, then I would recommend moving into those other channels. And, we'll be coming out with classes on Twitter and yep. YouTube and LinkedIn also throughout the spring and going into 2014, because we're just finding those other channels are emerging so quickly. And if you can have a piece of all of those, you're just getting a very, very well-rounded social media marketing plan put together.
We have a great guest with us today. Angela Jansen joins us. Kansas Marketing Solutions is where she stakes her claim. How do we find you guys on the internet so we can get involved?
You can, yeah, absolutely. You can go to our website, KansasMarketingSolutions.com. You can also find us through KansasMobileSolutions.com. But our MarketingSolutions.com website really encompasses all the different things that we do, whereas the mobile site pretty much just sticks to mobile application development. You can email us at info@KansasMarketingSolutions.com. We will get back with you right away. We also have some free tools on our website where you can go and plug in your business name and number, your phone number, and just get a report as to how you're ranking online right now. It's 100% free, absolutely no obligation for anything, and it will tell you where you stand right now in terms of your visibility online for your business. It's a great, great tool.
Well, in the remaining moments we have here, let's kind of do a little bit of quick hits here, because I would like to kind of get your thoughts on Twitter, YouTube, LinkedIn, some of these others. But the new one that seems to be what everybody is using is Google Plus. Tell me what Google Plus is.
Right. Google Plus is basically Google's response to Facebook. So it's Google's version, if you will, of Facebook. And what makes this tool so effective is because Google's the boss. They just are. They are the boss when it comes to search engine rankings. And so businesses that are doing a little bit of investigation, setting up their Google Plus directory listings, setting up the YouTube account, all of those are linked in. If you want your business to appear on the Google Places or the Google Maps, you're going to want to set up all of those channels, and they're just all interconnected. They're just all linked together, and that really helps boost your business's rankings for whatever keyword you're trying to rank for online. So, gosh, if you're a contractor, for instance, and you're wanting your business to appear under construction or contractors, you're going to want to get out there and really make sure that you're talking about those things on Google Plus, that you have your Google Plus account set up, that you have videos on YouTube that show your construction methods, etc. And it's all working together. But it is a social channel, but it's also very, very linked to business. Very positive place to be right now. And actually, if you want to have any kind of presence on Google right now, you really need to claim your Google Plus page. It's free. You just need to go on and claim it, fill out the paperwork. They will send you a postcard to confirm that you are who you say you are and that you are the one who has authority over that particular business, which is a safeguard for you, so no one else can come in and claim your business. And once you have that, you can just go in and start promoting yourself just like you would on Facebook. It's just a little different looking format.
We've got a great guest with us today here on the line. Let's kind of do some more quick hits here. I know that Twitter,
sure.
I'm familiar with Twitter. I'm familiar with YouTube. But LinkedIn seems to be another emerging one. This seems to be something for businesses. Tell me about LinkedIn.
LinkedIn is incredible right now. Its users are about up to 225 million, so it's really catching up. Now, why LinkedIn is so important? It is far and away the most trusted professional network. The statistics, again, show that 49% of users trust word-of-mouth brand suggestion, and you're having all those exchanges go back and forth on LinkedIn. And so basically what's working is you go on and you are not just, it's kind of like a personal resume that you're putting in terms of you personally, but then you also, a lot of people don't know this, you also have the ability to set up a LinkedIn company page. that, again, is just talking about your company. So as with Facebook, you can have a personal page and then a business page. You can have the same thing on LinkedIn. And it is a wonderful way to engage and gain customers internally. And part of the way that you do that when you're in LinkedIn is to join groups that are of interest to you. So, for instance, I'm a marketer, so I'm involved in lots of different marketing groups. We share ideas. We attend trade shows together. We bounce ideas off of one another. You really grow as a network. But you can also engage with those customers on LinkedIn or those potential customers, those folks that you want to do business with. So it's just a super way to connect on a very personal or professional level. Now, one thing that I would highly recommend is that you really keep LinkedIn for business. You're not going to be on LinkedIn talking about your personal business at all. That's absolutely not the place for it. It is the place to share what's going on in your business, what you can do for other companies, and a chance to ask if you need help with something, with a certain business. It's a great place to go look for different service providers. I was recently needing to have some photography work done and for my business, and I found those folks through LinkedIn. And so you can go search for other businesses that same way, and they'll respond by looking for you.
Well, I want to thank you for being on with us today. This has been an incredible interview. I appreciated all the insight and all the feedback. Angela Jansen's been our guest today here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. You can get more information on her at Kansas Marketing Solutions. Thank you. Thanks for being on.
Thank you.
This has
been Absolutely.
Fun.
Appreciate the time, and let me know if we can help.
Definitely. Have yourself a wonderful day.
You do the same. Appreciate Thank
it.
You so much. Bye-bye now.
Next week, we've got more here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy.